Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, I want to cover some material that's a little bit different. I started off this morning walking around in my garden area, and it got me thinking. I was thinking, you know, man, this is really beautiful. I get up every single day and I go through this ritual of spending time with my dogs, and we play and cuddle and have fun, and then we go out for our walk and we walk around my gardens. And, you know, I have swimming pools and water fountains, multiple fountains all over the place, and statues and English gardens and so forth and whatever. And just it gets my head set right for the day. And I was thinking, wow. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody had the time just to get up and spend the first 30 minutes to an hour getting their head straight, getting it on all right, to where you can make things move the right direction in your life, make some good decisions. And, you know, as I was walking around, I started thinking, I wonder what, you know, really is important. And I wonder if there's a way to talk about that today. So I started thinking, let's do a little research. Let's see what the world thinks is important. And so I Googled, believe it or not, you know, what are the most important things in life? And it really shocked me that what I got back was typically the kind of stuff I get when you, if you search the internet and you're looking for self-help stuff. If you get past all the want-to-get-rich guru guys, make-money guru guys, you fall into the what are the real essence of life type arguments. And they're almost always things that are like friendship, relationships, love, those types of things. So I AI'd that. And it was interesting when I did, I got that kind of stuff. And it was all stuff that I thought, man, you know, everything on this list right here is important. Absolutely, you get up and you spend your life with this group of people in your life that make all the difference. And I was thinking about that, and I was going, everybody's got that group of people, because whenever I go out at night, and I eat out 9 out of 10 nights a week, I eat out because I don't cook. And I guess just because we can. We prefer not to cook. So we're always sitting out there seeing people. And as I look around and I see people, I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's most important is your relationships. And what's interested me is when you look out across the room, you see that obese people have obese friends. Obese men have obese wives. People that are unattractive, and by the way, let me qualify unattractive to you. I don't think anybody's unattractive. Very few people are really ugly. What it is that a very large number of people dress themselves down. They dress themselves in a way that's not most beneficial for their look. Maybe they don't care at all. And sometimes I wonder, do they just try to look as bad as they can? I mean, the combinations of haircuts and facial looks, it's almost like I want to look like I'm a gangster. I want to look like, you know, I don't know what to call it. I mean, there's people out there, they just look atrocious. And you say, well, Del, that's within your realm of what looks good. And I go, man, I don't see how this could be in anybody's realm of what looks good. I mean, I can look at people in different walks of life and see different looks that look different and say, that's, you know, that's still an attractive look right there. And they're different. However, what I'm talking about is people that just don't take care of themselves. So when you look at groups of people and you look at who you hang out with and you look at what you've agreed to as the value in life, it's very obvious. Some people have very low standards in life as to what they want out of life. I'm thinking, okay, back off here, back off. Maybe they just don't understand. Maybe they don't have any better information. And I thought, okay, let's get more esoteric on this situation. Let's get more into this and figure this out. I said, let's go deeper with AI, find out what we can find out here. So I said, before I do that, though, I want to look up the word esoteric and define it for the people listening to the radio show, because it's an interesting term. I'm going to read the definition. The word you're likely looking for is esoteric, which means something that is understood by or meant for only a small, specialized group of people with a particular knowledge or interest. The spelling esoteric is commonly misspelled, so obviously I misspelled the word, but they pulled up what I wanted out of it anyway. And in looking at this situation, I think that's really interesting that it said it's very specialized group of people looking for a particular knowledge or interest set. So when you look out there and you think, what does the average person think about? Now, I can't even begin to imagine what they think about. And in my life, I always thought that people were thinking about how to be financially secure. It was one of those things that rang true for me. So my whole life, I've looked on the internet for self-development, financial self-development, physical self-development, health self-development. I've always wanted to be healthy, fit, and financially secure. I read relationship stuff because I'm now in a relationship I want to maintain. I've got children. I want to be good in that relationship. But what is it that is really the secret to life? What on the other side of that esoteric, what does it really mean? So we look further, it says, key characteristics are the inner circle. The term originated from a Greek esoterikos, meaning inner. It was first used to characterize a private philosophical teachings of thinkers like Aristotle, which were reserved for a select number of privileged students. So this understanding of life, this level of success, success is an esoteric concept. It just hit me. The average person out there doesn't even think about these kinds of things. It means nothing to them. They are like gerbils looking for a grain of rice, running around every day, just trying to get through life. And with all of the millions of self-help people out there, with all of the teachers out there that are helping people try to change their life, the first thing you have to do is you have to be interested enough to want to research into one of these little circles of information and not just be the little gerbil that gets up, gets on the gerbil wheel and runs the gerbil wheel every day. That is so hard to understand for someone that's already inside of that concept, that people are not. Now I see it. They're just not even close to being interested in this level of information. Now, that doesn't mean I don't think it's good for us to put it out there and hope that somebody grabs it and interests them enough to research it and step into that inner circle. Because I think it's important that they do, that there is more out of life than the gerbil wheel every day. And I get up every morning as I walk through the gardens. I think that to myself. Why don't people want to have as much as they can? Now, as much as you can is not an instantaneously gratificatingly diseased result. As much as you can is a path. It's a journey. It was interesting. I was watching a guy last night at the bar. He was at a table next to the bar, and he's with his wife. And you could tell they were just low middle class type people. You could tell by the way they're dressed. You could tell by their physical condition. But he was just lambasting his wife about people they knew. You know they're this and you know they're that. He was just tearing these people that they knew apart. And the wife was sitting there taking it. And, you know, you just watch that and you go, this is their group. And people fall within groups that you can be at the top of the pile. So successful people have this saying, it comes from self-help, that you are the average of the five people you hang out with. And I think that's pretty true. Now, the reason is not because the five people you hang out with actually dictate what you have. It's because you like to be around people who have the same thing you have. It doesn't make you feel uncomfortable that you have more than them. It doesn't make you feel uncomfortable that they have more than you. So you like to be around people that are relatively in the same position in life, right? And then that brings up the problem that, how do you go somewhere different? And I've heard other people say that, well, you just need to get rid of some of your friends because they're holding you back and go find some new friends. And a lot of people do that at Lifestyles. Once they come to Lifestyles and they change their financial position, they meet a lot of new people that are now at the same position they're in. You know, I had friends that didn't want to come up. I have relatives that didn't want to come up. And now I've met people that do want to come up. It's an interesting concept. I was noticing we just had some people die in my family. And to watch the family all coalesce around what they want to happen is completely interesting, because I'm completely on the outside of everything that happens on both my mother's side of the family and my father's side of the family. And it's just because I've elevated myself financially to about probably 5 times, 10 times the net worth of the average person in those families. And so it becomes almost impossible for them to communicate with me. I tried, and maybe it's my fault, but as we tried, they just don't want to communicate. They have nothing that makes our relationship binding. All right, so what does that mean? Well, it means that if you're going to change, you're going to have to change a lot of things in your life. And so I said, then why even bother? If it doesn't even fit your goal is to be the biggest goldfish in a goldfish pond instead of the largest shark in the sea, why even think about money? So I looked up, why is money important? And this is, kind of what we got back from this whole deal. It says that money is important because it provides basic needs, like survival. Money is essential for securing the basic necessities of life, food, shelter, clothing, and water. Without sufficient funds, it's challenging to maintain even most fundamental standards of living. Wow. So that's why everybody's out there scurrying around, spending their entire life looking for a nut, looking for a grain of rice and getting on the little rat wheel and going around in circles and circles and circles on the gerbil wheel every day, is because they need it for survival. The next one is health and well-being. Access to quality health care, nutritious food, and safe living conditions often depend on financial resources. Money enables preventative care, medical treatment, and a lifestyle that supports physical and mental health. There you go. If you're not financially secure, you probably don't have time to go work out on a regular basis. You probably don't have the money to buy good, healthy food. You buy the cheap, sugar-packed, nutritionless foods for your kids. And your kids are obese by the time they're 5 years old. 6, 8, 10, they're like 200 pounds. How can that even be? I remember I was like 200 pounds in fourth grade. By the time I was in high school, after I went on a diet, I weighed 150 pounds as a senior. 180 pounds as a senior, 150 pounds as a freshman. And I was 6 foot tall. I was the tallest kid in my class except for one. And I don't tell you that to impress you. I'm just telling you, these choices that people make, maybe they're based out of poverty. It goes on and says, providing security and stability, safety. Having financial reserve provides a buffer against unexpected events like job loss, illness, and emergencies. This security reduces stress and anxiety about the future. Okay. Freedom from debt. While not always possible, having enough money to avoid and manage debt, such as student loans, credit cards, mortgages, significantly reduces the strain and improves the quality of life. Wow, there's a lot of good reasons to have money. When we come back, we'll talk more about how to transition into having money from not having money. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Working full-time but still falling behind? Learn how real estate education can help you build income and get ahead. On your terms, text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we've been talking about the esoteric concept of what does money really mean and what does it do for you, and wondering why many people are really not in search for it. Obviously, everybody is in the search for enough of it to get by. That's obvious. I'm not trying to say that. But why are they not focused on how to have more of it? What does it really mean to you? And so as we went to break, we talked about basic survival, health and well-being, security, and freedom from debt. The last one on that list is called retirement. You know, planning for retirement and having sufficient funds ensures a comfortable and independent life in older age when earning potentially may decrease. So I think a lot of people nowadays, if you ask them, they just basically say, I'm going to work until I die. That's all there is to it. And, you know, people are living longer, so that means they're working into their life later in their life, whereas a lot of people just, you know, quit working or got sick and died. I'm at that age now where a lot of people that I know are dying or are dead already. It's an amazing thing, and I touch myself. Go, man, I don't feel old. I don't feel anything different. It's just the same. It's a body. It works. I work out in the gym. It feels good. I don't work out. I feel bad. I eat too much. I feel fat. I eat the right amount. I feel good, healthy. It doesn't feel like okay. There's a reason I'll die. Now watch me drop dead tomorrow after saying that. But tongue in cheek, that the bottom line is that these people are going to work for the rest of their lives. And I think, in my estimation, everybody is going to do something for the rest of their life, so why not work for the rest of your life? I was lucky enough to figure out how to create passive streams of income at 34 years of age to replace my earned income. And then from that point on in my life, I just continued to grow my passive income. So in other words, most people try to grow their earned income and hopefully get further along in life as they get older. I just grew my passive income and not my earned income. So now, as an older person, I have a lot more passive income than I had when I was young. When I was young, I had enough to replace my earned income, so I have well enough to survive on and be happy with. And so I guess I sit out here as I try to give back and share it back to everybody, try to make it clear that this is something you can do. It's a process. It's a journey. You start one day, you wake up and go, you know what? I'm tired of being broke. Right? I'm tired of a job just above broke, right? I'm tired of all of that stuff, you know, where the lies that have been given to my whole life about how life really works don't seem to be true for a few people I see on the internet. And when you comb the internet and you watch YouTube like I do for self-help stuff, there's just tons of stuff. There's kids out there that are like 20 years old, 25 years old, saying they made their first million, 2 million, a billion, whatever. It's ridiculous. Then you see them 5 years later doing a video. Well, now that y'all know that I'm broke and I went bankrupt, because it's this insanity of something for nothing that they live by, this hustle. Right? And what I want to share with you, you know, again, what the term esoteric meant, the inside information that most people don't get, is that once you learn how to produce passive income, you just keep producing more of it. Most people think, well, you know, I go out and I buy one rent house. What does that do for me? $200 to $500 a month positive cash flow. One rent house maybe produces me anywhere from $10,000 to $50,000 in captured equity. So I make some equity right there, and I make some cash flow. That isn't going to change my life, because all you can see is that one rent house. You don't perceive how easy it is to go on and buy 10 of them and own 10 of them and handle 10 of them if done correctly, because you did one of them wrong and it drove you crazy. Your parents did one of them wrong and it drove them crazy. A friend of yours did one, it drove them crazy, right? If you don't understand, like I said, that's why I did the word esoteric, the insider information about this stuff, you'll never be able to enjoy the knowledge that comes out of it. You have to get involved someplace. Lifestyles is the place I've created for 35 years now for people to come and learn how to do this stuff. It's education and mentoring to learn how to change your life by addition. to your life. Hopefully not by subtraction. I mean, maybe you do. Maybe you subtract some things out. Maybe at some point you have enough passive income you can get rid of your job. A lot of people have. But that's really not what we're trying to preach. We're preaching addition. Add some passive income streams. Add some net worth to your life and make your life a little better. Yeah, make it a little better before it's a lot better. Why, Dell? Why even bother to go out of my way to come learn how to do all this stuff and take the time to learn and study and blah, blah, blah? Well, here's some more reasons why money's important. Enabling choices and opportunities in your life, education and skill development. Money allows investment into education, training, and continuous learning, which can open doors and better job opportunities and personal growth. Not to mention better investments, not to mention better health, not to mention better relationships. Pursuit of happiness and passion. Financial stability enables individuals to pursue hobbies, travel, create creative endeavors, entrepreneurial ventures that bring personal fulfillment, enrichment, and without constant worry about finances. Those are all reasons that you would look into something like this and get in here. Housing choices. Money dictates where and how you live, offering choices in terms of safety, comfort, community, and proximity to work and family. So you can live where you want, in the size of house you want, in the quality of neighborhood that you want, which you can't choose if you don't have any money. Here's one I love. Travel and experiences. Money provides the means to explore the world, experience difficult cultures, and create lasting memories through travel. We have some friends that are financially secure, make money, make a lot of money. And, you know, we have a big, giant mansion. We have a 16,000-square-foot home with a 20-car garage and massive garden-style backyard full of amazing stuff. And all they have is a small little patio home. Not that it's cheap or anything, but it's just a small little patio home, you know. That's all they need because their life is about travel. I'm just getting to the point that that was not a priority for them. They have a nice house. It's okay. But it's not the priority it was for my wife and I. We had a different priority. Now, we love to travel. Luckily, we have enough money to be able to do both. They have prioritized travel over home, et cetera, et cetera. Those are the choices you'd like to have, though, right? Those are the choices you'd like to have. So why get involved? Why learn how to do this, Dell? Why put out the effort to come down there and learn or to take it over the internet and learn how to do this stuff? Well, how about comfort and convenience? If you don't like luxury, how about just comfort? How about just convenience? How about having the money to do what you want, when you want, whenever you want, with whomever you want, and not worry about being broke tomorrow, not worry about being in debt? How about just reducing stress, creating stability, low stress levels, important in life? That low stress impacts your mental health, how you feel about the world. So you don't go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, screaming off the edge of a cliff or getting a gun and shooting somebody like's happening a lot these days. Just having meaning in life. So do you get all that out of money? Yeah, I get all that out of money. Being financially secure to me is as important as physical health is. Say, well, really? I go, yeah. I mean, physical health to me is ultimately important. Relationships are ultimately important. But financial security is ultimately important. And so I look at this stool. It's like a three-legged stool. If you don't have people in your life, you have nothing. But if you don't have health, you won't have those people. You will be dead. At my age, it will be over. At your age, you'll be sick and don't have the energy to do stuff. And the third one, financial. If you don't have any money, you can't do anything. You can't care about the people you care about. You can't buy them gifts. Like right now, it's coming up on our birthday season. My daughter, my wife, our granddaughter, and my birthday are all within 10 days of each other. It's an amazing thing, 15 days of each other. It's all, we call it the birthday season. Get out the checkbook, Dell. It's the birthday season. I don't mind at all. It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, you have to have some money to do that. And the more money you have, you might even build up enough passive streams of income to replace that working those, you know, I had to drop from 12 hours to 8 hours a day. And I thought it was like a full, you know, full-time job to being free, just dropping the extra four hours a day. I was working 6 days a week. To go back to 4 days a week was unbelievable to me as I, you know, pushed through and started creating this passive streams of income. And then I eventually had enough passive streams of income that I just let the job go completely. So it's something you build up to. So if you're ready to make that change in your life, I've got this discount going on right now. You can buy a family membership, which is husband, wife, and children, 18 years of age and younger, for only $197. Yeah, that's 1 year membership. That's inexpensive. You can afford that. That's cheaper than taking your family out to dinner. And in addition to that, if you have a friend that wants to go with you, for $1 more, for $198, you can get 2 memberships. They're both family memberships. So if you got a friend, hey, I've been thinking about doing this. You and I have talked about getting into real estate. Let's put up the $198 together and just be, you know, it's less than $100 a piece, right? $99 a piece. You come in and find out the stuff you need to know to be able to start changing your life. Now, to get that discount, you're going to need to text the word radio to 88007. Text the word radio to 88007. Because it's time. It's time to start doing something. Change your life. Get your family out there. Get another friend of yours out there and start looking into this stuff. Personal growth and development. That's what you need. It's time for that. And for that journey of self-improvement, it's going to be vital, right? Vital that, first of all, that the stuff that you're looking at is authentic. We've been here 35 years. It's worked for 35 years. It is still working. And it's going to allow you to, once you learn this information, to stay true to your core values, which is integrity. This business product that we teach you how to use is best product, best price. Providing housing for people that is going to change their lives and change yours. You're going to be proud about what you do if you learn how to do what we do the way we do it, right? So that integrity is important. The next one is you're going to come here and you're going to continue to learn. There's so much to learn, and every step of the way it's going to make it easier. Every step of the way it's going to make it more profitable. And you're going to have a massive amount of information available to you. You're going to have relationships. You have our teachers and our mentors and our consultants. But then you also have all the other members that have been here for 35 years that you're going to work with and around. And you're going to learn stuff. I mean, it's the most open relationship society I've ever seen. People share everything here because that's what they're here for, is to find out how do other people create the results they create. So we just all share with each other. We've shared the results so closely that the National Apartment Association has an independent Investor of the Year award they give away. We won it. One of our members won it 16 years in a row. So once we figured out what do you need to do to be the best investor in the country, we just shared it and everybody did it. It's an amazing thing. What else? What about your personal pursuit of life? Who do you want to be? Do you want to be the same person the rest of your life? Would you like to get out there and do something that would be exciting? Keep growing. It doesn't matter what age you are. I'm 69 years old. You want to keep growing? I want to keep growing. I want to get better at everything I do. I want to get better intellectually. I want to get better emotionally. I want to get better as a father, as a husband, as a friend. I want to get better financially. But the better in my life is not more anymore. I have enough. And so you will build your more until your more gets to the point where you'll start worrying about better. Now, what is better instead of more? Better means that you don't struggle getting it going anymore. When you first start, you're going to put it together, you're going to struggle, you're going to learn, you're going to grow, and you're going to build a business that's going to change your life. But once you've got that underway, then you're going to start working on ways to perfect it, to make it run smoother, to make it operate without you. It's not going to be more, it's going to be better. And then the shock of all shocks come. This is the killer. When you learn to do it better, the better becomes more. Because now that you're so much better at doing it, it just proliferates itself. That's the beauty of success. It proliferates itself. And the same thing is true about dieting and working out. The more you do it, the more the people around you do it too. They can't help but see the results and go, wow, I want some of that. It happens. wherever you hang out, whatever the best results are of the group, somebody's going to cling to being the best, and people are going to grow towards that, and it's just going to be a better life all the way around. So, my friends, if you want to get started here and start increasing your knowledge of how to create passive streams of income, start improving your life financially, have a lot of fun doing it, have some insider information, some esoteric information that you wouldn't get anywhere else, then you come to Lifestyles. Get a hold of my 35th anniversary discount. Text the word radio to 88007. 88007. Text the word radio to 88007. And remember, as you're doing it, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.